Not sure if you can beat, I accidentally froze my phone in an ice skating rink and I can't get it back for a couple months as an I lost my phone story.
That's a pretty unusual one.
Yeah, it's 9970JX. That was the case with one dad who accidentally did that to his daughter. But how did you lose your phone? Your stories. First, Aaron texted, my husband and I went to a Kevin Hart concert at the Yum Center a couple years ago. They made you lock your phone in one of those little pouches that will make you unable to access your phone until the end of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of comedy shows do that now. The Yum Center was packed. Aaron said she went to the restroom before the show started. After that, went up to the concessions to get some food, realized left my black pouch somewhere in the bathroom. Imagine running through the Yum Center with all the same black pouches. I felt helpless, didn't know what to do, but it was still in the restroom where I had left it. Waited the whole night to open it, just hoping that I had the right pouch and the right phone in it.
Oh, gosh, you weren't really sure because you couldn't see, like, maybe the screensaver something didn't have a unique case on it?
No, it was, the pouch was completely, it was not see-through.
Oh, it wasn't, oh, gosh.
Yeah, so you couldn't see it, so it turned out to be hers, so problem avoided there. But Hannah said, there's an observation lookout at Bernheim Forest. I set my phone up on the side of the railing to take a timer picture of me and my boyfriend with the beautiful nature scene behind us.
Oh, gosh.
I got the picture. But as I went to grab my phone, I accidentally bumped it with my finger. And it fell probably 200 feet to the forest floor below.
There was no way
I was finding it.
Oh, no.
I know what she's talking about. I've been on that observation lookout. It's beautiful. But it juts out way high above, like a huge, huge ravine down below.
Oh, man.
I could only imagine. I bet the workers there at Bernheim could probably walk below that and pick up so many.
Oh, there's probably a collection.
So many things. Phones, purses, jewelry, whatever, if that falls off the side there.
Well, Bella's got a similar story. Was sitting on the pier, thought my phone looked so cool without a case. It ended up sliding out of my pocket. Couldn't catch it in time. Fell in the water.
Oh, geez.
Yikes.
Yeah, I was living that life a couple weeks ago when I got a new phone, and it was before I got a case for it. And it's just like, it's so precious.
And it's slippery.
And it's slippery, right? Mm-hmm. I know. And you're just like, oh, gosh. Every time you get it out, you're like, it's so slippery. I just don't want
to. You have to handle it like a baby.
Cam messaged and said, I did the classic leave it on the roof of your car bit and drove off.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
And he said, gone.
Didn't you do that with, like, your wife's, like, water or wallet or gig money?
Yeah. So we were dating, I think, at the time. Maybe we had been married. But anyways, it was early in our relationship. And yeah, she had just gotten paid from a gig and we were running some errands and she handed me, you know, her wallet and it was kind of the longer wallet, that you don't stick in your back pocket or things like that. It's
right.
It's one of those wallets. So I just set it on top of the car. We drove off. Sure enough, it fell off. We ended up getting the wallet back. It was returned to her house, but nothing was in it.
So, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah,
all
like
that
I said,
money she worked
I know.
Hard
she
for
just she had just gotten paid from a gig. So, yeah, there were several hundred dollars in there. And
oh, no.
Andy said, I nearly lost my phone. Does that count? It was a roller coaster experience. Gloom when I dropped it. I was going to have to buy a new phone and hope that some good Samaritan would find it and return it. Someone did find it, and I'm so thankful for the person for returning it.
Oh, that's good. Well, okay, so an honest person.
Well, and we've also heard stories of people that try to get it themselves
right
after dropping a phone, and it is a bad news bears.
Yeah.
When you try to jump the fence on a roller coaster to try to retrieve a phone or a hat that maybe you dropped.
Wow.
Yeah, don't do that.
Oh, now we do have, I think we've got something that could rival the ice rink story.
Okay.
Jennifer, bet none of your listeners can say a monkey stole their phone.
Oh my gosh.
I was in India for a friend's wedding about 10 years ago. While walking through a market, I had my phone in my hand, lifted it up to take a picture. A monkey jumped on my back, grabbed my phone, and jumped away.
Oh, my gosh.
It literally was like 3 seconds, and the monkey was gone. I made peace with it because I just told myself that Abu was helping his friend Aladdin.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. Street rat. I don't like
buy
that.
Buy that. Yeah, exactly. Right. They just needed to take some selfies on the magic carpet. Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Wow.
Wow. What a story. Got another text from a listener. Teenage son lost his phone in an IKEA. Spent 40 minutes there retracing the steps. Finally went to an employee who directed us to security. Thankfully, they actually had it. So
good. Somebody did see it and turned it in. My goodness. I was going to say, there is lots to look at IKEA.
I know. All right. Well, hey, good stories. Thanks for all your stories there. And hopefully nothing like that happens to you. Like a monkey jumping on your back.
That is Abu. Abu just, Aladdin needed to make some calls.
Yeah, don't worry. That was just Abu and Aladdin working things out for themselves.